33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. A wolf in sheep's clothing is one thing, but a sheep is a sheep is a sheep, right? Well, not exactly. Not in West Texas, at least, where right now two varieties of sheep are pitted against one another in a Trans-Pecos turf war. Texas Standard's Michael Marks has more.
For Lon Hernandez has spent the better part of the last 2 months counting sheep from a helicopter. That's not a metaphor or a kind of experimental sleep study. It's his job.
Oh, that's a pretty good sized group. 33.
Hernandez is the Desert Bighorn Sheep Program Leader for the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. This audio is from the inside of the helicopter he rides in each summer during a bighorn census. Helicopter surveys are the most effective method out in the West Texas mountains. But even though he's looking for bighorns, he mostly finds an entirely different kind of sheep.
All right, so 32 Audad, yeah. 32 Audad, copy.
Audads, also known as Barbary sheep, are all over West Texas, but they're originally from North Africa. They have a long set of horns that curl back into a crescent shape and a distinctive strip of long, shaggy hair on their neck and chest. They were brought to Texas in the 1950s as exotic game, and since then, wild populations have flourished in the dry, rocky terrain. In fact, from Hernandez's point of view, they've been too successful.
It's not uncommon for us to, when we're flying, to see groups of 200 and 300.
See, Hernandez's job is to support Texas's population of desert bighorn sheep. They're native to Texas, but they died out here in the 1960s because of overhunting and diseases spread from domestic sheep. The state has worked to bring them back for the better part of 3 decades now, nurturing small populations in various mountain ranges. Now, there are about 1,500 desert bighorns in Texas, and Hernandez is working to increase those numbers even more. And that's where the problem with owldads comes in.
They can pose a great threat to bighorns, not just on a competition for resource standpoint, but also from a disease threat standpoint.
Owldads and desert bighorns compete for the same resources. And since there are already so many owldads, they're a speed bump on the desert bighorn's road to population growth. Plus, there's the threat of disease. Hernandez said that last fall, several West Texas owldads tested positive for a species of bacteria which has caused fatal respiratory diseases in desert bighorn populations elsewhere.
And it's not uncommon to have localized population extinctions because of this Mycoplasma ovipositor.
So while Hernandez is hovering over West Texas counting desert bighorns, he's also keeping an eye out for owldads and shooting them whenever possible. Whenever he does an aerial survey, he asks the landowner's permission to call owldads.
Then we try and do a total removal of a group of owldad that we encounter.
In Texas, owldads are considered a non-native invasive species, even though they've been West Texas residents since before desert bighorns were reintroduced in the late 70s. Since they impede the progress of their native cousins, the state's wildlife management authorities have decided that they've got to go. But more and more, the task of dispatching them has become more difficult. Not because it's gotten harder to shoot animals from a helicopter, but because owldads have become valuable commodities.
A lot of that's because of the publicity they've gotten over the last 5 or 10 years. They weren't really looked at as a sporting game animal that much, and they were unknown to most people.
That's Bob Doherty, a hunting guide who's led owldad hunts on a piece of property near Presidio for 9 years. Because they're considered an invasive species, you can shoot as many owldads as you want, whenever you want. But hunters will hire an expert like Doherty to guide them through the rough terrain to find a trophy ram. It's a big business. Doherty charges about $5,000 per hunt, and it's apparently easy to get hooked.
I've been guiding all my life. Next to calling in bugling elk, owldad, that's my favorite hunt. And then when a guy hunts them, I probably get a 70% return rate.
Some of the money from those hunts kicks back to the landowner, which is why when Hernandez asks, some of them will let him call owldads and some of them won't.
And because of that, we'll never get rid of the owldad.
Which is fine by Doherty, the hunting guide. He's got nothing against the desert bighorn sheep.
But to put them in every area where they used to be and then wipe out all the Aw-Dad, I'm totally against that.
It's a case of returning an ecosystem to its original state, running up against the economic realities of rural lands. And caught in the crosshairs is the Aw-Dad. For the Texas Standard, I'm Michael Marks.